I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm JD.
Of JD and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. Any question you have, anything you need to know about the real estate business in all four states, now serving you in West Virginia, JD's team can help you out.
Yep, we're here for everyone. I mean, give you a little bit. Let's start this off on a positive note, too. As we talk about West Virginia, literally just had our first closing from our WFRE listener.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, in Martinsburg.
Okay, cool.
So give you a little bit of story on this one because I haven't even given you this to talk about on air. The guy bought the house, I think it was 8 years ago, and you know, basically lived there, then got relocated for work. So he had to work in Northern Virginia, D.C. The commute was killing him because Martinsburg isn't very close to that area at all.
No.
But the problem was, you know, when he bought the house, he ended up buying it when the market was a little bit crazier. And over all these years, he ended up moving and renting it out and becoming a landlord, not because he wanted to. He didn't want to turn it into an investment property, but he just didn't have enough money or value in it to be able to sell it. So long story short, he ends up calling me and he's like, you know, I hate being a landlord. I just have issues. These tenants, I'm not enjoying it. And also, he couldn't buy anything else because he had this mortgage that was sitting there on his credit. So he already owned a house. So he became a renter. He was a homeowner in West Virginia, wanted to buy something closer to work, and it was sort of chained to that old house. So he ended up calling. I asked where he called from. He goes, well, I just heard on WFRE, Tom was talking about now you do West Virginia. I'm hoping you can finally help me. It's all these years. I don't know what can be done. Long story short, as I said, I'm repeating myself. Sorry about that.
Did he try to sell with another agent? Did he put on the market?
He didn't. He just kept getting so discouraged by what things were selling for. He didn't think it was possible.
Sure, I understand.
So, and he kept calling agents, and they said, no, I can only sell for this. I can only sell for that. So I went down there and met with him. And this was when it was just me licensed, so I had nobody else on the team. Went down, met with him, gave him the news, and he was like, that's doable. You mean I can actually sell this place? And I'm like, absolutely, we can sell it. So he had a couple things he had to do to the house, pressure washing, things like that. We hooked him up with some people that we knew, got everything done, put the house on the market. No joke, multiple offers. And it was funny because he asked me, he goes, are they going to be talking about this on air? He goes, I definitely want to hear my story.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm like, Tom, we'll be talking about it.
Cool.
So negotiating with these multiple offers on his house up to 9, it was around 9:30 New Year's Eve. Him and I back and forth, going back and forth with this other agent. So we got it sold, 3 days on the market, sold the house as is. He didn't have to do any repairs, nothing at all. Got him out of there. He got a check, and now he's on his way, and he's, you know, they're looking to see what they can do about buying in Virginia.
Could be you next time. You need to call Jay and his team. You've heard me all my hot air now for 7 years. It's good to hear a story backing up what we've been talking about for this long.
Oh, yeah. For those that, you know, may be nervous about, you know, West Virginia, can you do it? It may be different. You know, our marketing strategy works no matter what state you're in, no matter what city you're in. As you know, our office is right here in downtown Frederick, and our first closing that we had and success story was in Martinsburg. Not super close, but not super far. But we took care of it. I mean, the house, it was a $110,000 townhouse. Again, we're not intimidated by anything. Our goal was to get it done for him. And again, to see that he struggled through that for 8 years and then for us to come in and get it done and get it done in that time frame. And then also, you know, he was joking. He said, Tom always talks about you don't go on vacation. You work all the time. He said, when I was texting with you at 9-something at night on New Year's Eve, I realized everything I heard on the radio was true.
Whew, thank goodness. That's why I've stuck with you, Jay. It's never come back to me in any way, any form.
Well, it's funny. And I told him, I said, the funnier thing is one of the former DJs at the station, we were negotiating her contract while we were on our honeymoon in Costa Rica. I said, so we take good care of our clients. When we say, you know, once you become a client, we take great care of you. We make sure, you know, nothing's left out to hang. And listen, even on the, you know, we were in Costa Rica out of the country on our honeymoon, we made sure we took care of our other client.
Ding, ding, ding. You mentioned coming in today that we were going to talk about loan limits in all four states. First of all, I had no idea there was a loan limit. I had no idea. I thought people were dying to lend you whatever you wanted so you could pay for the rest of your life. What is a loan limit?
Well, you know, to be within what's considered conforming, there's a bunch of different types of loans. There's conventional conforming, there's FHA, there's VA, there's USDA, and then there's what they call jumbo. And jumbo, the interest rates tend to be a little bit higher. You need a little more money down, and they're outside of the what they call conforming loan limits. So the complexity of this is, like in the state of Maryland, where people look over different county lines, the amount of money you can borrow based on the loan program you're in changes dramatically. And I'll give you an example of that. So right now, let's say that you were considering looking in Frederick County versus Washington County. If you're looking in Frederick and you're going for a conventional loan, the loan limit for that is $679,650. If you're looking at Washington County, the loan limit is $453,100.
What do you mean by limit, Jay? What do you mean that's as much as you can borrow?
That's as much as you can borrow to not be charged a jumbo rate, which means you're outside of the conforming limits. So that's a $200,000+ variance between Frederick and Washington counties, and they're not that far apart.
They're not that far apart, but does this reflect property values in these counties?
Well, obviously, it can have an impact because, you know, when we talk to people and they're in certain areas, we say, you know, not every time are we going to have a success story where we can sell something in 10 days or whatever the time frame is. It also depends on how many people are out there and what their borrowing power is. So, and the same thing goes. I mean, you know, Carroll County, to give you an example, for conventional, it's 517.5. And again, Frederick is 679.650. So I'll give you a personal story. When Christina and I were looking at buying, we were looking in Carroll and Frederick. We were unsure. We lived in Carroll, but we were able to buy a house that was, you know, a lot more expensive and be within better loan limits in Frederick County. So as we're looking, we're like, we're comparing $500,000 homes in Carroll to almost $700,000 homes in Frederick. So it gave us a lot more flexibility in what we were doing. And again, this is really important because, you know, as you're looking in these different areas, you need to know what those limits are. If, say, someone approves you, I'll give you an example, you get approved for an FHA loan and you're approved for $670,000. That's great. But if you're looking in Washington County or you're looking in Carroll, you're not even going to be able to get to that level. And I'll give you like some numbers that'll really shock you. So we talked about conventional. Let's talk about Washington County. So if we're looking at Hagerstown, Boonesboro, any of those areas out there, conventional loan limits 453.1. For an FHA loan, 294.515. Only under $300,000. So if the majority of people are getting an FHA loan and it's only tapped out at under $300,000, how many people are going conventional? And what is your price of your house? If your home is over $300,000, you're continuing to tighten that funnel of how many people are going to be able to buy your home. In addition to that, you know, the difference between FHA and conventional, FHA, you only need 3.5% down. Conventional, there are some programs where you only need 5% down, or some of them require 10%. It depends on the person's situation. However, again, when you look at this, it's sort of crazy because I'll give you a big variance. FHA loan in Frederick County versus Washington. Frederick County, $679,650. And again, Washington County, $294,515. That's like, you know, half the house of what you can do.
Shouldn't all this be established before they even call you if you can? Doesn't that help expedite the whole process?
It does. It does. And what we've done on our Facebook page, we've actually posted all of these for all of the different states. So people have an idea of what the loan limits are. Same thing with VA. If you're a veteran, you know, the loan limits are different based on the county as well. And it's really important because, like I said, what we find now is most people who are buying houses, they do look in a multitude of counties, but it can adjust. I mean, same thing. We'll have people look in a multitude of states. That's why we originally got licensed. I mean, I was licensed in Maryland, and then I quickly got licensed in Pennsylvania because people were looking. Yeah, I lived in Northern Carroll County. And people were looking in Tawny Town. Then they were going up to Littlestown, Hanover.
Sure.
So it was a natural progression. So in addition to real estate taxes, there's also loan limits. Now, if I look just quickly at Pennsylvania, you know, your loan limits, again, conventional, all three counties we cover, Adams, Franklin, and York, are 453.100. So, you know, you can buy more house or about basically the same house, whether you're looking at Washington County or Franklin County. Loan limit is exactly the same. FHA loan limit for those three counties in Pennsylvania is $294,515. So if you've got somebody looking at Washington County or Franklin, it doesn't make a difference because their limits are all the same. But if they're looking, you know, on the outskirts of Frederick County, it can make a huge difference. So the bottom line is, you know, we've got a tie-in with a multitude of lenders that we trust, that we rely on. You know, if you go to our Facebook page and find J-Day and the Day Home Team, we have all this stuff posted where it gives you the details for all the counties we cover, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania. I will leave it on one interesting thing, though, here that I wanted to point out. Jefferson County, West Virginia, the loan limit for conventional financing, FHA and VA, is $679,650. So the loan limits are higher in Jefferson County, West Virginia, than they are in Washington County, than they are in Carroll County. So it's pretty interesting that you can just go over the line, and, you know, Washington County butts right up to West Virginia.
Sure.
So if you go to West Virginia, the housing prices are cheaper and the loan limits are higher. So again, a natural progression of why we're getting out into that area, because people are starting to look. And if we can't service them, it's really hard, you know, because like I said, people will border multiple states. And like I said, your borrowing power is massive in Jefferson County. Like I said, I was really shocked when I saw that, because typically, like I said, Pennsylvania is all the same. All three counties are the same loan limits. They sort of fall in line. They're below Frederick County. And Frederick County falls in line in Maryland, you know, at the highest loan limits. It's tied in with, you know, Montgomery and Prince George's.
I'm shocked, Jay, because I didn't even know there was a term called loan limits. I thought if someone had excellent credit and wanted to borrow and qualified, you could borrow as much money as you wanted to.
Yeah, again, you can. It just goes into what's called jumbo, which means your interest rates are different and sometimes your down payments are different. The big thing I would say for anyone who's listening, if you're considering buying or even selling your home and you want to understand how this impacts, like I said, if you're buying, you need to know this because you need to know how much money you're going to need down and roughly what your mortgage payment is going to be. We can tie you into one of our lenders to chat with you about that and give you the details. If you're selling a home, or say you're listening to this and you have a home to sell and no one, you know, your home didn't sell and all of this sounds foreign to you, you might not have been working with someone who really explained things to you.
Because I understand, yes.
This all ties into it. I mean, we've chatted about it, Tom, with the homes, you know, $700,000, $750,000. It's a huge change in the demographic of who can buy that. Because just picture it as a funnel. You know, you've got all of these, you've got this house, you have all these buyers. So many buyers can only go FHA. So many buyers can only go this, you know, USDA. So many can go VA. And as less people as you have, like let's say we have a 750 in Frederick County, that funnel gets tighter and tighter, which means there's going to be less homes, less buyers, which means it's going to take longer for the houses to sell. That's why in some of our spots that you talk about, we say we have a ton of people lined up, you know, in a certain price bracket. We don't advertise we have a ton of people looking over 700,000.
I understand. No, I understand.
And now it probably makes a whole lot more sense why, because it's not that we don't have a ton of them. It's a tighter pool to pull from because, you know, the payments are going to be higher. And again, they're going to need more money down. It's a whole different product that's out there. And, you know, Montgomery County, they're used to those higher prices. Howard County, Frederick County, you know, like I said, that sweet spot here is, you know, that 200 to 450 is sort of a great spot where things can get, you know, can move super fast. They fly off the shelf.
Just another reason why you need to call the pros. J-Day and the Day Home Team is your Facebook page. Is J-Day and the Day Home Team. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you can see all this listing on Jay's Facebook page. Do we have a home of the week?
Of course we do. We've got a home of the week in Pennsylvania, Franklin County, over in Waynesboro, 14980 Honadel Road, great house, 5 bedrooms, 4 full baths, 1 half bath, listed at 335. I said, great house. Check it out online. It's, you know, 3-car garage, just a really, really nice looking house. Go to WFRE.com. Go to J-Day's Real Estate Podcast. You'll be able to see all types of photos and details on this great home. Again, 14980 Honadel Road, Waynesboro, Pennsylvania.
I wonder how many real estate companies across this great country can say we serve you in all 4 states and the Quad State area.
Not many, my friend.
Not that many. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
With our Real Estate Podcast at WFRE.com. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.